This is Kyle Toll of Null6, author of Thoughts of an Eaton Sun, and this is the tutorial, Forwarding Buckeye Mail. Ohio State is rolling out its new Buckeye Mail service. They're releasing it in phases, and I only just got the chance to sign up for it. Annoyingly, I had to muck around with resetting the password and waiting several days for my account to unlock from trying what should have been the correct password too much. When I finally logged in today, I found out that I had missed several days of email because the @osu.edu address now forwards to the @buckeyemail.osu.edu address, which I couldn't log into. For the web mail system, there was a web form you could fill out to forward your email to another account. The settings are not migrated from webmail to Buckeye Mail, however. You have to set this up on your own again. It's not overly hard to find this or set it up, but there is no 8 Help Buckeye Mail FAQ for this. I decided to write this tutorial to show you how to set up Buckeye Mail to forward to another email account, like Gmail. This is not the same as setting Gmail up for POP access, which 8Help does have an article on. See the links in the blog. Forwarding the email allows you to get it instantly in Gmail instead of waiting for Gmail to check the Buckeye Mail servers for new mail. It's my preferred method. Now, on to the tutorial. It's pretty easy. The first step is when you're in the Buckeye Mail system, go to the options in the upper right hand corner of the page. Next, you will click the Organize Email link in the left side menu. On the next page, you will, under the default Inbox Rules tab, click the New button. This will bring a new window and it will have a couple drop down boxes. In the first one, select Apply to All Messages. In the second drop-down box, click Forward the message to ... When you click that, a new pop-up appears, and at the very bottom of the pop-up, there's a field under Message Recipients. It's labeled 2. There you will want to type the email address that you want the mail to be forwarded to. Then you'll click on the OK link, which is just off to the bottom right. For some reason, this first click just turns the email address blue and underlines it, so click OK again. Then this will close this tab, bring you back to the other page, where you will see that it has the email address in the page now, where it will be forwarded to. Then you can click Save to save this rule, and once the rule is saved, all your email will be forwarded to the address you supplied, so you're ready to get on about your normal business. I think Gmail beats Microsoft's offering anyway, so this should be good to go. Hope you enjoyed this tutorial. Please leave me feedback on whether you were able to follow these steps, if you encountered any problems along the way, or you just love me.